My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. I am your host, Jimmy Traina. Thanks for listening. We don't have a big interview guest this week. We're just doing a train of thoughts with Sal this week. We're going to sprinkle in some pods like this where it's just me and Sal periodically because, you know, with football not here, summer coming up, slow times in sports, sometimes we'll just do me and Sal and save some big guests for other weeks. So this is a week where it's just me and Sal. We have plenty to discuss. We get into the ridiculousness of Tom Brady may come back. Tom Brady says he's not coming back. We talked about the Chris Rock special. We talked about Sal going viral for exploding on a caller and a couple of other topics. So we cover a lot of bases with Sal on this pod. Before I get to it, let me just give you a little housekeeping here. If you're not a subscriber to the SI Media with Jimmy Traina podcast, subscribe. If you missed any recent episodes, if you're a WWE fan, you must check out Paul Heyman from last week that got a ton of pickup and did really well for us. So if you're a WWE fan, you always have to listen to Heyman. So he was on last week. Ian Eagle was on 2 weeks ago. Brian Curtis 3 weeks ago. Chris Berman on the pod recently. So if you missed any of those, go into the archives, check them out, subscribe to the pod, and leave a review on Apple, and we will read it on an upcoming episode. All right, let's get to it now with Sal Licata here. Full Train of Thoughts episode of SI Media with Jimmy Traina right here with Sal Licata and Train of Thoughts. All right, joining me now, as he does every week for our Train of Thoughts segment from WFAN Radio in New York, SNY TV in New York, my buddy Sal Licata. Sal, how are you?
Great. How are you on this fine, well, Tuesday as we record?
You've had an interesting week with...
Oh, God, yeah.
You're much calmer than you were that... What was it, last Tuesday? When was it?
No, it was last Sunday. That was last Friday. That was only a few days ago. Friday morning.
Oh, so Thursday night into Friday. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I think it was in the 12 o'clock hour. I mean, you and I have obviously talked about it off the air. But the thing is, dude, I don't understand why this continues to happen to me. I just want to be left alone.
For those who don't know, Sal exploded last week on a caller, and we'll get into it. We'll save that. Let's save that for a little bit. Because I just want to touch on a couple of things, and we'll get into that. Okay, first things first. I'm not going to be able to handle a full year of Tom Brady may come back. I mean, this is on Monday. It was watch out, he's coming back. And on Tuesday, and I give Tom so much credit for this, and I'm so happy he did this. He's like, you know, not happening. But it's such easy clicks. For anyone who needs clicks to say Tom Brady, and I'm not saying that's why Rich Eisen did it or anyone like that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying anytime over the next year, as soon as a quarterback gets hurt, people are going to say Tom Brady, Tom Brady. It's going to be bad.
I'm sick of it. I don't believe, I know it sounds crazy, but I've said this all along and I'm going to stick to it. I never believed he was going to retire. I think at some point we will see Brady play football again. It's just how I feel.
Oh, you're another one.
No, I was right the first time and I'm not buying it this time.
He's not going to do it twice.
I'll believe it when I see it. I need to see him. Not do it for years. I just don't believe it. And then this story brings a little legitimacy to that, although he did shoot it down. So I get that it's against the odds. I'll believe. I think he loves it too much. And even though he doesn't want to necessarily unretire again, I think that as you get closer to the season, it's going to happen.
I totally disagree. I think he did it once. I don't think he's going to do it twice. I think given his personal life situation, I think he's really focusing on being a dad. And I think that's where his life is right now.
And right now.
Here's the other thing. It's you can't come back in week 9 when you're 45 years old. I understand he's in great shape. He takes care of himself and all that. At some point, the age is going to be a factor. I mean, I think next year he goes into broadcasting, so then maybe it'll stop. But this year he's got nothing to do, so it's very easy to speculate. Especially, you know, if Patrick Mahomes ever got hurt, or Justin Herbert, or Josh Allen. Oh, bring in Tom Brady, bring in Tom. But at week 9 at 45, he's just going to come in like, okay, no big deal, let's get it going.
I think in July, late July, August, he's going to start to get the itch. You have to remember, these guys, it's what he loves to do. And by the way, I wouldn't blame him, because you know, if you're Tom Brady, which is why I think he came back last time, you know there is only a certain amount of time that you have, and he's gotten more time than most. But once he gets to a certain age, it will be impossible for him to play. He is not there
okay,
yet.
So then let me ask you, so why go through the whole rigmarole of retiring?
Because I think he goes through an exhausting season, emotionally, physically, whatever it may be. He's thinking, you know what? I'm done with this. Just in the immediacy of the failure of a season, the divorce, all that stuff. I'm done. That's it. I'm officially retired. But then as time goes on and you start to have more fun with your family and then you start to miss football a little bit and you think, man, if I could just win one more or give it one more chance. He loves football. It's proven more than anything in his life. I'm not buying that he is going to sit out again. I just don't believe it.
And I got that the first time. I don't think he's going to do it a second time, because he does it a second time, people are going to think he's, you know, it's going to take away from his legacy.
Look at Philip Rivers. Look at Philip Rivers. I get what you're saying.
But what happened with Philip Rivers?
Well, he wants to come out of retirement and play.
No. See, that's another thing. That was next on my list. Someone reported that, and he came out today and said, not happening. As I'm saying, I don't believe these stories. I think it's just an easy thing for people to say. But Rivers came out today and said, not happening. I mean, really, Philip Rivers now is going to come back at 41. This is pro football.
Right.
You can't just come back.
Right. I get it.
It's not the WWE.
Yeah, right. Hulk Hogan coming in the ring at, you know, age 60. Exactly.
Exactly.
No, but I do think even before the stories, and you may be right about it, like I just see the headlines and keep it moving. I do think there's a lot of farcical stuff out there. But I always just felt, for the reasons I just explained, I don't think Brady's done just yet.
All right. There's not really much to say about this next topic, but I actually saw a couple, and I don't want to put stock into a handful of people on Twitter, but I saw a handful of people on Twitter defend John Morant. And of course, the defense is always like, well, this guy did this, or like, what about this guy? How about this? John Morant went on Instagram Live at 5 in the morning from a club and put a gun to his head. What anyone else did has nothing to do with that. There's so many levels to it. Like, he's out at 5 in the morning. All right, whatever. He's a young athlete. That's it. Why are you going on Instagram Live?
I think it's a problem with young athletes today in general. He's got to be smarter. Are
you going on Instagram Live with a gun?
You just got to be smarter. It's as simple as that. You're the face. You're one of the faces of the league. Forget about the face of the Grizzlies. You're the face. One of the faces of the league. You can't be. You got to be smarter than that. It is a reminder how young these guys are, and then dealing with that stardom and money, you know, fame and fortune, all that stuff. I guess it's not easy for some people, but how you can ever think that that's okay? It just.
And let me just say one other thing, because I've seen people say, like, you don't know what it's like to be a young athlete who, with money, people come after you. You need a gun to protect yourself. Everyone who has a gun, it's always, you know, to protect yourself. You've been following sports for like 30 years. Have you ever read a story about an athlete who was getting attacked and then had a gun on him and shot someone and protected himself? Can we stop acting like these? Exactly. So like that excuse is
But what so I dumb. Would say is what I would say is it's different if you have a gun legally to protect yourself because you're actually afraid of that. Now, by the way, he could hire security teams with his money. But let's just say he wants a gun to protect himself. There's a difference between that and flashing one on Instagram Live.
Well, okay, so let me play it out. So he's in a, I think he was in a strip club, but I'm not 100, but he's in a club at 5 a.m. So the thought process is someone may go up to him because he's Ja Morant, superstar NBA player, and give him shit. So then he's what, going to take out the gun and shoot the guy?
Right.
Well, what is the gun for exactly?
You're in a club. Yeah, and obviously if you're really worried about your safety that much, you shouldn't be out at 5 in the morning in a random strip club.
I'm just trying to figure out how many athletes have shot someone to protect themselves.
No, I remember Plaxico Burress shot himself. Right. I mean, right. But look, it's just, it's a messy situation. I loved Ja Morant. I can't get behind a guy that's that dumb to be flashing a gun on Instagram Live. Like, that is just stupidity at its highest level.
I agree. All right. The next topic. I wrote about this last week, and I just want to address it because there were so many idiots on Twitter who said so many dumb things. It's not even funny. So Stephen A. Smith and on First Take last week asks Michael Kay what's going to be the next New York team to win a title. He says, Michael Kay says the New York Rangers, and Molly Kierum says that doesn't count. And Stephen A. says, you know, take hockey out of it. I'm asking you about the Yankees, Mets, Knicks, Nets, Jets, Giants. And people just flip out and lose their minds, and I don't understand why. So what I wrote was, first of all, Stephen A. Smith, like you and I, we are all allowed to like and not like any sports we want. Okay, he does not have to, he's not legally obligated to follow the NHL. Okay, that's number one. And he doesn't have to talk about it on First Take. And for the dummies out there who took Stephen A. Smith saying that on First Take, a debate show at 10 o'clock in the morning, to then say ESPN doesn't care about hockey, this is what ESPN does. ESPN just bought into the rights the year before last to get back into the hockey game. So this is not ESPN disrespecting hockey. This is Stephen A. Smith not caring about hockey. Now, what I got a lot of from people is, and it's also, it's not Stephen A. Smith's job to get hockey to be popular, get people to watch hockey. That is not his job. His job is to have debates and to get people to watch his show and be entertaining. And he knows that talking about hockey doesn't get him ratings. He's not stupid. The other thing is, what I got a lot of on Twitter from people who didn't like the column was the "it doesn't count" line. It disrespectful, disrespectful. It doesn't count. Now, there's all this talk about everyone's so sensitive, everyone's so soft, people getting hurt by words. If you're a hockey fan, you're going to be upset because someone said the Rangers don't count. You can't, like, it was said as in jest, number one. Number two, him saying hockey doesn't count doesn't mean hockey doesn't count. What he means is it doesn't count for his show.
Right.
And if you don't like it, it's too bad. And the theory that, like, there's a sports fan out there who watches First Take who's like, maybe I'll watch the NHL. Maybe I won't. You know what? Stephen A. says it doesn't count. I'm not going to watch it. It doesn't work that way. I don't. The people offended by this are so completely dumb. It's surreal.
I would never be offended by something like that. I just don't understand how that wasn't, because usually these shows have producers, they have a pre-show meeting. Like, how does that topic come up and not be clarified to where Michael Kay doesn't know that he shouldn't be answering hockey there? Like, it's a stupid thing anyway. It doesn't really matter. Like, Stephen A. can say, oh, outside of hockey, nobody cares about the Rangers internationally. Right. Let's just focus on the other team. That's fine. But it should have been hashed out before the topic came up, because I guarantee you it was pre-planned. And then Kay would have said the Rangers. And they said, well, no, don't pick the Rangers, going to avoid hockey. A team outside of the Rangers that can win. That's how that would usually work. We've had that. That's, I do good, that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think of that. That doesn't matter. I mean, maybe the producer said, we're going to do, like, which New York team is going to win a title next.
Right, but maybe they didn't hash it out.
But they didn't tell him, keep it to the teams people care about.
Correct. Right.
Right. I mean, I'm going to do something that's going to piss you off, but I have to do it. Now, I actually like this guy a lot. This is not a knock on this guy in any way, shape, or form because I'm a Yankee fan. I actually have a massive amount of respect, and I like Howie Rose a lot. He sent out a tweet that I couldn't even believe was real. Okay, this is what he wrote. This is an absolute slap in the face to every single hockey fan in the USA. Howie, relax. It's First Take. Coming from ESPN, it's no surprise. Howie, ESPN paid millions of dollars to get back in the hockey business last year. If I were Gary Bettman, I would be furious and speak out publicly. But of course, as long as the check clears, nothing else matters, especially loyal fans and viewers. Really? You're that upset about Stephen A. Smith not liking hockey? You can't possibly be serious.
Well, now, wait, but what did Stephen A. say exactly? Did he just say nobody cares about hockey? Is that what pissed
Molly,
people off?
Molly Kierum said the Rangers don't count. And then Stephen A. said, I don't know anything about hockey. The only thing I know about hockey is the puck is black. When I ask you who can win a cup, keep it to baseball, football, and basketball.
All right, so what's the problem? I have zero problem.
The problem is hockey fans seem awfully sensitive.
Well, because they take that it doesn't count the wrong way. I'm with you. I would assume it doesn't count for this conversation on this show. Not that a Stanley Cup doesn't count.
They were very mad that Molly said who do you think is the next New York team to win a title? The Rangers. Oh, come on, they don't count. That's what people have. They're all hot and bothered over.
All right. Well, it is disrespectful. I mean, and like I said, that's something that should have been hashed out in the.
I don't see it as disrespectful.
Toward hockey. Now, I don't. I would never take offense to it, but it is disrespectful toward
hockey. But the show never talks about hockey ever.
All right, but no, that's fine. But so that's my point as to where would they even put in a spot that, first of all, good for Kay to say his real opinion on it. Well, I don't care if you're asking me the question, I'm going to answer it. Right. Oh, hockey doesn't count on this show? Okay, fine. I'll give you another answer. But I do think that I do understand how it could be taken disrespectfully from a hockey fan. Why they would care that much, that I don't understand.
Like, people shit on WWE all the time. I don't care. Like, what? Who cares?
Correct.
All
right. Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to get to Sal's rant after this last topic. Did you watch the Chris Rock Netflix special?
No, I didn't. I know. It's on my list. My wife fell asleep. I ended up watching the Knicks Celtics Sunday night. I got these overnights are killing me, man. What do you want me to do?
Well, this was on Saturday night.
I understand that. Well, Saturday night was my wife went out. She went to visit her friends because she's ticked off that I'm working all the time. So when we have a free weekend and I'm home, she wanted to go visit her friends. So now I was on daddy duty. I'm wiped Saturday night. Got the baby to sleep. She's waking up.
That seems like That seems like the perfect time to watch the Chris Rock special.
Yeah, no, it would have been, other than she kept waking up. And after a couple of times, then I have to go up, and I was just like, screw it, I might as well just lay. Plus, like I said, I wanted to watch it with my wife. I knew that's something that we're supposed to watch together. So Sunday was the night, and then she went up to sleep because she was tired, and I just haven't had the chance.
What a fucking debacle. It just ruins the whole, I wanted to talk about, I waited all week. I didn't tweet about it. I was saving it for the podcast, and now I can't even discuss
it. I read some of the highlights of it.
It was terrible.
Shit.
That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
The last 10 minutes when he talks about Will Smith is good, but everything else was terrible.
Now, did you stay for the after show with David Spade and Dana Carvey? I still watch that on Netflix or no?
I'm sure you can. Okay.
That's what I'm interested in. The Will Smith stuff and then David Spade and Dana Carvey.
The last 10, 15 minutes with Will Smith was very good. But I did not laugh once up until then. Didn't like the topics, didn't like the jokes. There was nothing funny about it. He's Chris Rock. I love him. I wanted to like it. But, rants about woke culture. Every comedian's doing this now. It's like so tired. Meghan Markle, the Kardashians. I was like, this is Chris Rock. And he's sitting here making fun of the... I know, everyone's all up in arms about Meghan Markle. I don't care about this woman. I don't know anything about her. I don't care. Give me some observational humor or something. I don't know. Bummed me out. But you didn't see it.
I'm less looking forward to watching it, but I'll still watch it.
All right. So let's set this up. Sal does his WFAN radio show one night last week. And I guess right off the bat, was this the first caller of the night?
No, but it might have been the second. It was definitely early on in the show.
So first half hour of the show, 15 minutes of the show. Now, everyone knows Sal famously last May said that the NL East was wrapped up for the Mets and the Braves had no chance. And the Braves, of course, came back and won the NL East. So the caller calls and basically blamed you for the Mets not winning the division.
Correct. He was saying that I jinxed them. And
now...
Yeah, good.
So we have the call. I'm going to tell Shelby to play it. That's it's like 55 seconds long. When you can't take it anymore and you want it to stop, just let us. I may stop it at some point too, but
okay, you can stop
people,
it. Just
we'll
go
give
ahead.
People the gist. All right, Shelby, hit the clip and let's hear Sal last week on WFA.
Russ, are you that
you're
stupid?
You're proclaiming the Mets are going to win the NL East.
Yeah, and what? You think they lost because of something I said? You think they lost because of something I said?
And there it is.
You think they lost because of something I said?
You gave them the kiss of death.
Russ, you idiot. Do you? Hey, Russ, you idiot. Do you think they lost?
You're calling me an idiot.
Yeah. Do you think?
You're calling me an idiot?
Yeah, I am. Do you hear me?
No, no. You called me an idiot.
Yeah, you are. You are an idiot. Shut your mouth, you idiot. Get lost. I'm not dealing with this. I'm not dealing with it. Look, do me a favor. I'll sit here and talk to myself for 5 hours if I have to. I won't come back. I'll quit. You blame me, you idiot. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't take the mound. I didn't throw the ball. I didn't strike out. You're blaming me. Blame the players. Hey, I don't care who you are. If you think that any words that I said
we can stop the clip. We got the gist of it. There's a lot of idiots.
Did you get the gist?
It went on. It went on for another 20 seconds. So
it is okay, go ahead.
I'll give you the floor. You say whatever you want right now.
First of all, it's embarrassing. It's not something that I'm proud of. And you have to understand their circumstance, okay? My schedule is very grueling with TV into radio. Home life is struggling a little bit because of not being home. It's Friday. It's the end of a long week. There's not much going on. I just did the open to the show that I hated. I hated the open that I did. So I was so mad at myself for doing a crappy open. There's not many people calling. A lot of times if you do a good open or just in general, if there's something going on, there'll be four or five calls up. There's one or two calls up. I'm looking at the clock. It's like 12:30. And I'm like, how am I going to make it till 5 a.m.? So these are all the things that are going through my mind. And then this idiot calls. And now make no mistake, he was an idiot. And I've gotten into callers before who do stupid things like that. Like this guy's trying to blame me for the Mets losing, which is just so stupid. And I've taken accountability for being wrong. It happens. People don't understand that. Like, if you make predictions, you're going to be wrong. That's what we do. That's my job to entertain. I just was not in the mood. And he was disrespectful and he wasn't listening. So he frustrated me.
Why didn't you hang up on him?
Well, because now there are certain times where I'm feeling good and just like, I'm not dealing with this and I'll move on. in that moment, he caught me in a wrong spot, and I was ready to go. Now, I will admit to you that I'm telling you the truth. As I'm sitting there doing the show, in that moment, when I said, I'll quit, I don't have to do this, I looked up at the clock, and it crossed my mind. I was contemplating how I am leaving and what the ramifications of that were going to be. That's how legit, like, angry I was and frustrated at that moment. Now, obviously,
thank God you didn't do that.
No, I know, but I'm just telling you, like, it at least crossed my mind. And it's crazy to me. After the segment, I went to the producer, who was a backup producer, the main guy was on vacation, and I said, do me a favor, because they post all these things as podcasts afterward. I said, don't post that segment. Just cut that out. I don't want that posted. I don't want that call up there. Let's just move on. I wake up the next day, and it's everywhere. I get texts from you and other people saying, oh, the morning show was talking about you for a half hour. I see the WFAN account tweeted the clip out, and I was like, I couldn't believe it. That's what blows up. I do 20 hours, roughly, a radio a week for 2 years, five nights a week doing the overnights, and then that's the thing that blows up.
I mean, the one thing I want to say here to anyone who listens to The Fan and follows Sal's work, and I know a lot of people listen to podcasts like Sal, I can tell you this, like, you can believe me or not and say, like, I'm lying, he's my friend, this and that. What pisses me off when people say that that's planned or staged or you're doing it for a click, you are the opposite of that person. So that would frustrate me the most if I were you, is that, listen, everyone's allowed to have a bad day at work. Anyone in this business has done, you know, I've written things and then I post it. I'm going, should I have written that? You know, that's part of the business. So I get your feelings on that. I would get very annoyed if anyone thought that was staged and made up for clicks.
Or that I was doing it for attention, because people may think, and you read, so I saw some of the comments, like, people are just so dumb. And that's why I'm telling you the truth, that I did not want that get out.
Right.
So the complete opposite, and go figure, that's what blows up and brings attention. And then people get on me for things. Oh, this loud mouth. Like, I yell at callers. That's some of what I do. But this, I thought, was a little much. I didn't like that I took it a little too far. So it wasn't something that I was proud of. But yet,
I think it's admirable that you would admit that. I say this as your friend with love. I think you're an idiot if you think you're going to keep it bottled. But, like, once you say it on WFAN, you're not, it's out there. Even if The Fan doesn't promote it, like, it's out there.
Yeah, but it's on the overnight. Like, I've done so much stuff that I feel like is good or entertaining or funny, but people love when I lose my shit and yell at a cold. They love it, and
because
I don't understand why.
It's because a lot of people wish they could do that when people piss them off, and a lot of people do that when people piss them off. It's relatable.
Right. If somebody's acting like a true idiot, and anybody who listens to that with a brain would understand that guy was, in fact, an idiot.
There was only one negative thing about it only. One negative only. Nothing else was... Listen, you did it. It's fine. You didn't commit a crime. You didn't want it out there. It's out there. You got a lot of publicity. The only thing that would bother me if I was you about it is, like, I would be worried that people know this is the button to push when they want to piss you off.
Yeah, but it's more than that. Like, I've dealt with this. You have to understand, too, it's now, where are we? It's March of the following year. Like, I went through that whole shit storm, whenever it was, when the Mets lost the division, end of September, in October. I dealt with it then. That was the brunt of it. And that was not easy for me to deal with all that crap. But I took it head on. I went on to Atlanta, faced the music, and I've been taking accountability for it. All I did was give a prediction. But, like, I understand that it was a bad prediction, whatever. So it's fine. We joke around about it. We should be moved on from it. And it wasn't just that. It was the way he was saying it. It was that he truly believed it. And it was that I was in a bad fucking mood.
I get all that. And I have no issue with that. I think everything you say is just fine. My only thing is now, like, let's say, you know, Aaron Rodgers gets traded to the Jets and you're doing your overnight show. And well, I don't know. What's your take? You want them to get Rodgers or you don't?
Yes,
okay,
so
you're on there. I want them to get Rodgers. They got Rodgers. It's a good move. I'm happy with this. Caller calls up. Sal, I disagree. Rodgers is a mistake for them. You don't know what you're talking about. Rodgers makes sense. You cost the Messi NL East, hey? Like, I think that's what I think you may run into now.
It's something that is going to be there for a while, if not forever. Right. So I understand that. The most important thing, and I do want to say this, is it's like I told you, I wasn't proud of it. I didn't want to get out there. My boss not only loved it, he supported me. And that, to me,
it's important.
That meant everything. To have him support me and understand that it is entertainment and understand that I'm not a bad guy who's disrespectful to callers who don't deserve it. Like, you call a radio show, it's part of it. You're going to get yelled at times by certain hosts. So that's it. But it's fun to have his support meant the world to me.
It's funny. Here's the difference between your boss and your friend. Your boss loved it, thought it was very entertaining, thought you handled it in an entertaining way. Me as your friend, I'm like, just hang up on the guy.
Yeah, but what fun is that? That's exactly, not good radio. Right.
Well, you were tortured until your boss said he loved it.
I didn't think it was necessarily bad radio. I just don't want to look. I'm just being myself.
Right.
I'm being myself. At times, that's me. But other times, the majority of time, I'm not like that. But when something like that blows up on top of the NL East thing, like, you start to build a reputation where people nationally only hear a minute or 2 minutes of what I've done for 2 years. And then it's like, oh, here's the loudmouth that yells at callers. That's not me. Yes, in certain spots, sure. But not all the time. Not even close to it.
But I don't. This is easier said than done, but I don't think you can worry about what the national perception is for you when you do local shows. They're not going to get the, they're not going to know you and without consuming you on a regular basis. So yeah, they see the clips and those are the two clips that are out there. Okay. But you can't worry about that because that's not your audience.
I know, I get it, but it's just still, it's frustrating to where, you know, and I told you this and it's a weird thing to say as somebody who's doing a public radio show. It felt like an invasion of privacy because I do these shows never, ever, ever thinking that anybody outside of that intimate overnight audience is going to be paying attention. Now, when you're on during the day or filling in the morning show, a little different. You feel a little different. But in the overnight, it's just me and the callers and our show. We're getting through it. And then to have that moment where I was not proud of blow the fuck up, that's where it was a little like I felt like – it was an invasion of privacy. And it wasn't.
It could be a lesson then that you have to understand whether you're talking at midnight, 1, 3, 4, people are listening. And if there's something there that people want to make a thing out of, they can easily do it.
But it's just very weird where you do a whole show and they make a thing out of whatever it may be. And I can't control it. You know, and
no, you cannot. The thing is,
which is fine. And the thing is, I'm just being myself. And I think being real is relatable, and that's probably why people love it. Certain moments, that's me. Not all the time, but at certain moments, in that moment, that was me.
Right. And at the end of the day, I mean, what are we talking about here? The Mets, the NL East. I mean, that caller is the one who's deranged, not you. Your behavior in that moment might have been deranged, but him thinking that you have control of a baseball division is deranged.
I have taken more blame for the Mets losing the NL East than the Mets themselves. How is that possible? On Twitter, I'm getting more crap than the Mets themselves are.
Well, I mean, but karma and jinxing is a part of sports. So,
oh, God. I guess
you know, that's part of it. All right. Well, I'm glad to see you're bouncing back. And like I said, you have the ability to hang up on these people.
I know.
Let me ask you this. If you're feeling like you're going to explode in that moment, can you hang up on the guy and say, let's just go to a commercial, and can they get you to a commercial quickly? Or does that, because I know the commercial's a time, like it's certain.
No, you could. I could hang up on him and break whenever I wanted to.
Do that next time.
Most times I am in, even if I lose it, I'm in control. That was one spot where I felt where I might have lost control to a certain extent. Obviously, I didn't go overboard to do anything really stupid. Right. But I definitely lost it on that guy. I wasn't happy.
The I'll talk to myself for 5 hours. That was a bad plan.
Well, I mean, that's, I don't want to do that. But unfortunately, on the overnight, sometimes you have to do that. I mean,
you get calls.
At least threaten to do it. All right.
Yeah. All right. This was a good one, Sal. Appreciate you being a good sport about it. And you know, if the clips are out there, I gotta
No, it's fine. This is where we can tell the truth, because I probably won't bring it up on the show ever again.
Well, the truth is, when I saw it, I wanted to retweet, and I said, I better check with him first, because I could see him not wanting me to retweet this. So I said, Sal, what's the deal here? That's the thing. I've always said this, and I say this all the time. Once it's out there, it's out there, but you just need to weather the storm for 24 hours, and then it's someone else's turn to
right.
Get the shit. Exactly. Shit. Yeah. All right, Sal, we'll see you next week. Take it easy.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. All right. My thanks to my buddy Sal Licata for coming on as he does every week. If you are not a subscriber to SI Media with Jimmy Traina, hit that subscribe button. And if you want, check out some past episodes. If you missed any of them, Paul Heyman, WWE and wrestling icon, was on last week. Iron Eagle 2 weeks ago. Brian Curtis from The Ringer. Chris Berman as well. Recent guests right here on SI Media with Jimmy Traina. So subscribe, leave a review on Apple, and we'll read it on an upcoming episode. All right. That wraps it up. We'll see you next week right here. Stay safe and take care.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.